AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A number of security officials at the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport in Egypt say it has long had gaps in security, including a key baggage scanner that is often not working and lacks searches at entry gates for food and fuel to the planes. AP reporters talked with seven officials at the airport. Some have been there for more than 10 years. U.S. and Britain both say it is likely a bomb brought down a Russian airliner that left that airport a week ago yesterday, killing all 224 people on board. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McFaul, the head of the House Homeland Security Committee, tells Fox News Sunday,
"I think all indicators are pointing to the fact that this was ISIS putting a bomb on an airplane."
Egyptian authorities have begun questioning airport staff and ground crew who worked on the Russian flight and have placed some employees under surveillance. The governor of the Brazilian state, where a flood of mud and water submerged a village last week after two dams breached at a nearby iron ore mine, says there is little hope of finding the more than two dozen people who are still missing. Governor Fernando Pimentel says it is still not known what triggered the failure of the dams, causing what he calls a tragedy of great dimensions. In his first public comments on a scandal rocking the Vatican, Pope Francis says that the theft of documents from inside the Holy See was a crime, but he pledges to continue reforms of its administration. AP's Colleen Berry reports Francis' remarks come after the recent publication of two books based on those documents.
Two books published last week were based on documents that were leaked from the Vatican, and the documents describe financial mismanagement and greed inside the Vatican.
Pope Francis appointed a commission of eight experts to gather information and make recommendations after an earlier expose helped drive his predecessor, Pope Benedict, to his resignation. This is AP Radio News. Aung San Suu Kyi and millions of others in Myanmar were able to vote in a national election for the first time in their lives. AP's Vijay Joshi reports from Yangon.
There was an enormous amount of exuberance and excitement at these elections, because you must remember that out of the 30 million eligible voters, many of them would have voted for the first time. Elections have been very few and far between. In Myanmar, the last one was in 2010, which the opposition had boycotted.
Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party is widely expected to win the largest number of seats in parliament. No matter the outcome, current and former members of the military junta are guaranteed about a quarter of the seats and a number of key government posts. The owner's a Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah, could take in as much as $40 million in his first year stud fees. The horse capped his spectacular career with a victory in the $5 million Breeders' Cup Classic last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.